The depth of this roster is going to pay dividends for several highly rated true freshmen.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and AKA, or Kyle Rush, AKA Charlie Five. It's still weird. I still got to get used to it. Kyle Rush, AKA Charlie Five. Happy Thursday. We are ready to get after it. Talk a little bit of depth chart action. Talk some true, talented true freshmen that, hey, may not even have to play that much this year, that are going to benefit from the depth that's been built in a very short period of time. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, you want to talk about depth, talk about building your retirement. This is the guy you need to be talking to. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan. Get a free portfolio analysis. How do you know that you're doing all that you can do? How do you know that you're eliminating all the fees that you need to eliminate? How do you know that you got that gap closed when you get ready to be there at retirement? Ford Stokes has got to talk to you. He's also an Auburn guy. Don't strengthen Alabama's NIL by having an Alabama financial advisor. Ford Stokes is your guy, and you make a big friend. Tell him War Eagle and tell him I sent you. This show's going to be funny for opposing fan bases, but you know what? You're going to get it. You're going to get it because we celebrate. It seems like we're celebrating little things that everybody else is already doing. But unfortunately, at Auburn, some of the little things that you have to do to build, to become a big program, to become a reload, not a rebuild every single year. Some of the little things just haven't been done for quite a while, whether it be stacking offensive linemen, whether it be just continuing to build class on class, and then obviously have some success in the portal to be able to supercharge your depth a little bit. Auburn hasn't had depth for quite a while. The little things are being done at Auburn, and it's going to be paying huge dividends for several true freshmen that, you know, typically would have to come in and play right away and not have the depth to be able to push them, not have the depth to be able to look. Competition is 90% of development. I mean, there's not like something magic in the water over in Athens as far as development goes. It's not like they go put you in a machine and you get better. No, you know what happens? You go over there and you're going against the number one, two, or three player of that class, of that position. You're going up against a team full of those every single year. That's what makes kids better. That's what makes these guys make huge jumps. That's what makes these guys able to, when they finally do get their shot, when they finally do get their chance, they're ready. They're ready. And there's we talk about it every year. Oh, man, if so-and-so leaves, that's going to be a huge drop-off. That's the best kid I've ever seen over there. If so-and-so leaves, that's going to be a huge drop-off. Well, then the next guy, the 3D printer, the carbon copy steps in, and he's able to replicate the exact same thing. And that's just something that's not been able to happen at Auburn. And finally, we're getting to a spot where we're able to bring some guys in and have them be able to compete, have real competition, not only just offense on defense, but man, within the position groups, there's going to be some fierce battles moving forward. And I think that's only going to make Auburn better as time goes on. And again, Auburn has had areas where it has had spurts. Even every single coach going back to like Pat Dye, minus obviously Harsin, has either A, gone undefeated, B, won a championship, or C, either won a national championship or played for one. I mean, every single coach, you look at it down the line all the way through Gus Malzahn. So like there's something about Auburn that draws kids to Auburn, and Auburn's been able to have spurts of success, but you've never been able to really sustain it. And this is one of the reasons why. Depth has always been an issue. It's always been the front guys are very talented, but then you take a step back, one step back or one notch down on the depth chart, and you're struggling. You're struggling. Pass rush last year is a very good example. You know, Jalen McLeod, you bring him in and he's got to be the guy. You bring in Jalen, that's the only option you have to rush the passer. And he's gets an ankle injury early in the season. And then boom, now you're struggling trying to find pass rushers. So I say all that to say, Auburn's finally got some depth to the point that there are some extremely talented true freshmen. There are some very, very studly, hulking super team true freshmen that may not get to see much of the field this year. And it's not because they're not good. They're not big enough. They're not ready. They're bust. It's not because of that, but it's because between the portal, last year's recruiting class, the year prior recruiting class, and then continuing to be able to build depth through the portal, it's especially on defense. There are some very, very talented true freshmen that are having good fall camps that may not even have to be able – you may not have to rely on to carry this defense. I'll start off with my man, Jamonta Waller. Look, this was one that was sort of a shock to begin with that he committed to Florida, and it's one that you never really gave up on. I think he was the number one recruit in the state of Mississippi last year, and Auburn continued to grind to flip this kid and late in the process, which is one of the things that can happen with any program, is a little bit of a slip of a season and recruiting classes can implode. Florida had one of the better recruiting classes in the country last year, and then all of a sudden you throw out the season that they throw out, and then that class just melted. That class got picked off. The class just sort of imploded, and Auburn lucked out and ended up getting flipping Jamonta Waller. It seemed like he was going to flip for months, and he finally got him to flip, and he's here, and you're expecting to hear, you know, that you're thinking, hey, he's got to come in. He's got to play right away. He's got to come in, and he's got to be the guy right away, and that may not be the case anymore with the addition of Kieron Crawford, the health of Jalen McLeod. You may not have to rely on Jamonta Waller to come in and be the guy right off the bat. They did interviews with coaches a couple of days ago, and Josh Alder said, hey, he's going to help us at times in the pass rush, but hey, you know what? He's not quite there yet. Understandably, he's a true freshman. He's not quite there yet to be an every down guy. And that's totally fine. The thing is, that doesn't mean he's a bust. That's normal. That's normal for good programs. It's normal for good programs to bring in top 100 kids and them not have to be the guy right away. That's not been the case at Auburn for a long time. But that may be the case now. That Jamonta Waller, even though he's having a really good camp, hey, he's still a true freshman. He's 6 foot, 245 pounds. He's going to have to continue to grow, going to have to continue to get a little bit bigger, put a little bit more weight on. He may have to be in – you get somebody dinged up, he may have to come in a little bit in relief, especially late in the game and in pass-rushing situations. He's explosive. That's never changed, and that's never going should it ever change, barring an injury. But yeah, you got a guy who's the number one player of a state you're bringing into Auburn, and now he's going to have to. He's got guys in front of him. He's got guys in front of him. He's going to have to beat out to be able to take that spot. And that is a little thing that I appreciate, and I know the Auburn fans that are in it and they follow recruiting and they follow how the depth charts and things like that typically play out. I know that's something that you guys will appreciate. And it's exciting because, you know, McLeod, this is his last season. This is his last season. Crawford's going to have a couple of at least one more year left, depending on how well he plays this year. I would assume he'd be here at least one more year. Then you get Waller, who's been competing against these guys for a whole year. be able to step in and fill that role next year. So, and then to couple it all off, to make it even better, he's got a whole year going up against better offensive linemen as well. So that's another thing. You bring in a true freshman and then you got a bad offensive line. So now he's got nobody in his position group to push him, and he's not going up against, you know, some of the better offensive linemen to kind of make him better. So that's where I think a lot of the, you know, maybe some of the laziness or some of the busts that were some of the highly rated, more rated guys that you got, maybe that's where that comes from. And I think Auburn's getting into a place where iron sharpens iron. I think you're finally getting to a spot where that's actually going to happen. But Jamon Tuwalla, great player, going to be special. It's impossible for him not to be a special player. He's just got to have a little bit more time. And I think that shouldn't make anyone sad. That should make everyone excited that you don't have to rely on Jamon Tuwalla year one to be your guy at pass rusher. Moving forward, common thread based off of, you know, the excitement being built around pass rush, Joseph Phillips. Definitely no slouch. And this may be more important for Joseph Phillips. This could be more big for Joseph Phillips than anybody, because let me tell you something about this kid. This kid is mature beyond his years, mature beyond an 18-year-old. He is not your average 18-year-old. You're talking about a kid that in high school would typically have to get off football practice and go work to help his family. That's the grind that he had. He would have to give up recruiting interviews. Hey, I can't do a recruiting call tonight. I can't talk to reporters because I got a shift. I got a shift from 6 to 9. You know, that's the kind of kid that Joseph Phillips is. Now you put Joseph Phillips in a position now where he's got to learn. He's got time to put in the effort. He's got time to be able to grow and develop. Man, this kid, and then you put a little bit of a roadblock in front of him that says, hey, you got to get past this to be able to get on the field and make plays with the work ethic that this kid has, and then the physical ability as well. But you're talking about a chance of somebody being special. And then next season, you know, next year, you got Joseph Phillips, one year hungrier, 1 year stronger, 1 year chiseled down, chiseled up. He could be something, you know, special to watch. I mean, this is a kid that this is the kind of kid that Kirby Smart doesn't miss on. This is the kind of kid Kirby Smart's made a living on. You know, you go find these kids that have high character. Well, I say high character. You find some guys, because I know they've had some issues with discipline over there, but you got some guys that have a little bit of work ethic, that aren't afraid to compete. And these are the kind of guys that your Kirby's, your Sabins, they've made a living off of. And now Auburn's got him on campus, and he may be a guy that's he's versatile. You may see him at times this year, but you may not need him. A guy that you had to fight Kirby tooth and nail at Auburn, you've built yourself to a spot where you may not necessarily need him other than for, you know, depth in blowouts or you know, a couple of snaps in a few games. I mean, honestly, a redshirt could really be on the table because he is just the talent that's in front of him. Auburn's finally got to a spot where they don't have to have those guys right now. Another one, and this is a big one, DeMarcus Riddick. Look, DeMarcus Riddick does not get the credit that he deserves, that kind of kick-started this whole movement, this whole Hugh Freeze recruiting wave. DeMarcus Riddick kicked it all off. Perry Thompson gets a lot of the credit, but DeMarcus Riddick really is the one that kicked this whole thing off. He had a freakish play in the scrimmage where somehow he got put on a wide receiver and he's down the field, you know, 20, 25 yards blanketing his receiver. He's that freakish, he's that athletic. But with the system the way it is, and mainly only having two true linebackers on the field at a time, And then with the guys you have out there, Eugene Asante, Austin Keys, Dorian Maiusi, Robert Woodyard, there's just not – you don't have to have DeMarcus Riddick come in and be the guy right away. And this guy is going to be – he's got the athletic ability to be one of the more one of the better all-around linebackers that from the aspect of speed, being able to pass rush, being able to cover, being able to hit in the hole, like being able to just be physical. He's got the tools to be one of the more well-rounded, one of the more versatile linebackers in Auburn that I can remember in a very long time. And then you throw in size as well, 6'3", 215, right now, probably going to be playing, next year or more in that 225 range, maybe even 230 as time grows on. But still, the theme is you don't have to have him right now. Guys, that is three guys. That's three guys that are all, at least on some recruiting site, a top 100 player. You got DeMarcus Riddick, who's a top 100 player on three out of the four sites. You got Joseph Phillips, who's not quite a top 100 player, but right there at being a top 100 player, a top 200 player across every site. And then you got Jamonta Waller, who's a top 100 player on two out of the four sites. Those are typically guys that have to come in and play right away at Auburn. And they don't. They don't. And it's not because they're busts. It's not because they're not good. It's just that Auburn's finally doing the right things, doing the little things that help build you as a program and help continue to push the players on your roster, push the guys to be better. And then offensive line recruiting is helping these guys even more, because it's just, again, iron sharpens iron, good on good, continuing to get better. I think this is going to be a fun run. You really got to put it together on the field this year. The need for a good season this year, and by good, you're talking, 8 wins, probably minimum, look good in them to be able to keep this momentum going, because you're so close. Auburn's so close to being able to break the sort of this streak of ups and downs, or just complete mediocre, complete average. You're building in a way that you could possibly sustain something of some higher level success for an extended period. Will Redmond retweeted Stacking Classes, and that was over Hugh Freeze's interview with Paul Feinbaum, I believe, talking about the success that they've had in recruiting and how you have to continue to do it to when you get three full classes in. Now you basically have, and then sprinkle in your portal guys. Now you've got three classes of culture, three classes of talent, and three classes of guys, banging on each other, guys hitting each other, guys making each other better. That's how you get to the top. That's how you get there. And this is just little evidence. This is little evidences of those things. This is little evidences of Auburn moving in the right direction. So again, I'm sure there's some opposing fan bases that may hear this and they're like, so freshmen are coming in and they're not having to play and you're excited. What's the deal with that? Well, you don't understand, unless you've lived in our shoes, you may not understand it, but it's got Auburn moving in the right direction. And I mentioned it earlier, with the little, surges of success that Auburn's had without doing the right things, if Auburn starts doing the right things, look out, because this is a special place. I think you hear it when recruits talk about it. You look at it, how quickly the energy can get turned up with the right guy, the alignment right now, and the way it's moving. If Auburn can do the little things like this, look out. Auburn could be a force here in the future. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hey, if Birmingham people, if you're listening to this now, you need to come to Walk-Ons tonight off of 459. In Hoover. It's the next round's kickoff extravaganza. It starts at 5:30. Zach and I will be there around 6:30, 6:45 until come say hello, come meet all of the personalities from the next round and just overall have a good time and get excited about the football season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come shake our hands, say hello. Let's have friendship and fun tonight. It'll be a blast. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, or join the barn at thebarnauburn.com. It's our brand new message board, a great lineup of insiders dropping knowledge. Got some awesome basketball roster scoops going up right now about the early makings of this roster, and some of the stuff will really surprise you. We got recruiting Q&As, we got recruiting nuggets dropping every single day, and as well as team news from a different perspective. I think you'll really enjoy it. You can get the first month for only $1. Just try it out. You can try anything for $1. Don't clip that and make that a meme. But yeah, try anything. Try it for $1. See if you like it. And then it's $9.95 after that. But the message board legend having his own message board, it's a lot of fun. And I'm very accessible there as well. So, guys, I really appreciate it. We'll catch you tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.